A reading from Mark 1:21-27. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him."
This parallels what we had read several days before in Nazareth, but the reaction is a little different this time. And the situation is a little different as well, because there, Jesus is teacher and reader and teacher, and here he actually does something beyond just words, and that he recognizes the spirit as an evil spirit, and then he has power over it, which shocks everybody there, because that's just not in your normal naturalistic kind of situation. That wouldn't happen, or at least we would think that.
Yeah, the uniqueness of Jesus to John the Baptist. John the Baptist has this powerful authoritative teaching that draws people in. Behold, the kingdom of God is here. Jesus has a demonstration of it. So not only does he speak it, he demonstrates it, and he has this power over nature. He has the power over sickness, and now we see a power over the evil spirits. And it's an exclamation point. His teaching was already quite impressive. They're asking the question, who is this that teaches with such authority? He doesn't teach like the other rabbis who will line up reference after reference of what past rabbis say. Jesus goes right to the word. Oftentimes you hear this declaration, you've heard it said, but I tell you. He keeps coming back to a fresh declaration of the Word of God, and it comes with a demonstration of kingdom restoration, healing, demons are cast out, this command over nature that he has.
One of the things I want to bring up, which is kind of environmental, and that is Capernaum is on the northern side of the Sea of Galilee, and you and I have been there, and it was quite a large town. It was developed, and there were other towns around there. But oftentimes, before I went to Israel, I had a hard time envisioning what this was like, and it's quite remarkable to see how much of this town is still extant, that it's the buildings are there. They may not have roofs on them, but the foundations are there, and to be there where this happened is quite a different experience, because I can envision it in terms of the place.
Well, and it just kind of brings back to you, when you get into a place like that, that Jesus actually walked these streets, and this same dust was underneath his feet, and it was in this kind of setting that he brings to the everyday world of the common person this demonstration that the kingdom of God is here.